For one third ID soldier, an early R&R leave has been a blessing. When we last spoke to First Sergeant John Campbell and his wife Paula, he was preparing to deploy to Iraq, and they were preparing for the arrival of twins. Daughters Taryn and Taylor were born a month ago in Savannah, Georgia, while John was in Baghdad.
I know.
With John back for a couple of weeks, things are a bit easier. There's now another set of hands to help with all those nighttime feedings and diaper changes.
Oh, you didn't leave a bomb for me, did you? Here we go, there we go.
Diaper.
Where'd this one come from?
Well, these are from earlier.
Are we done yet?
Yes.
With his buzz cut and his swagger, John looks every bit the tough military man, but he seems to melt around his wife and his two small girls. When we visited with John and Paula, they were seated at opposite ends of the sofa. Each had a baby and a burp cloth on their shoulder. As birthing stories go, theirs is a doozy. Paula was on bed rest for 7 weeks before the twins were born. John was overseas. On March 19th, after her water broke, Paula called a close friend whose husband was one of John's soldiers in Iraq. Just a bit later, that friend's husband happened to check in.
Her husband happened to call, and she said, "Things are great, but you need to go find Top. They're doing a C-section on his wife right now. Go find Top and tell him to call her." So, lo and behold, he called, but apparently they had to tell him twice that he had to call me. It wasn't sinking in with him what was going on.
As soon as I called, they were actually just getting ready to put the epidural in or stick the spinal in. Yeah, stick the needle in her back. And then I heard most of it. The phone kept going out. I was up on the roof of our squadron headquarters with a satellite phone. Kept cutting out about every so often, so I'd hear something. And I knew she had, you know, high blood pressure, and the girls were young, and they weren't cooked already, you know, weren't done cooking yet, so I knew there were some problems. But so I heard things like blood pressure, and then, you know, I didn't hear anything for 10 seconds, and I'm thinking, oh, no.
Was there someone in the room, for lack of a better term, doing play-by-play, explaining what was going on?
My father and the nurses were great. My nurse and the doctor, both. The doctor sitting there cutting on me and talking to him.
And then finally I heard little Miss Taryn here. I finally heard her scream, and then a minute later, I finally heard Taylor screaming, so I was pretty excited. Paula says I was crying, but I don't think I was.
Oh, you were?
It's okay if you were. Paula's father captured the twins' birth on home video, so John's now able to see what he could only hear a month ago.
That was Taylor that was 412?
That was me.
That's Taylor.
412.
And Taryn is 3 pounds, 8 ounces.
Gotcha.
Baby. Yes.
You had a picture of what the girls looked like in your mind.
Yeah.
Did it match what you actually saw when you made it back here?
No, because the first thing I said when I saw them was how small they were. I saw all the pictures. I saw pictures of Taryn when she was in the special care unit and how small she seemed to look. But it just really didn't sink in until I actually walked in the door. And I found myself immediately attracted to Taryn and just wanting to hold her. And my first 3 or 4 days here, I hate to say it, but I almost neglected Taylor a little bit because Taryn was, I felt she needed me, you know, a little bit more. And I don't know if Mom went through that or not, but I know I did for sure. And then I had to check myself and make sure that I held Taylor just as much.
Do you find, John, that you'll wander into the nursery and just stare at them?
Yeah.
Trying to drink it in?
Oh, yeah. I know I've got to leave in another 3 or 4 days, and I want to get as much closeness as I can to them because they won't see me again for a while. I'm not happy about that, but I know, and they'll know when they're old enough to understand that was my life at that time when they were that age. But, you know, when I do retire here soon, then Daddy will be around a lot more.
Paula, how are you doing this?
It's a little scary. It's a little overwhelming, but I've got it covered. And, you know, I look at it as I do a lot of the feedings and stuff by myself. I did one last night to try to let him sleep a little bit. And just because I have to prove to myself that I can do it, you know, because it's terrifying. It really is. My biggest fear during this whole pregnancy was that here I am carrying this man's daughters that we have tried so hard to have. My fear was that they would never know what kind of father they had. So all my friends and everybody knew that I could finally relax and enjoy these two little girls once I saw him hold them. So to see him hold them and to see him look at them and feed them and laugh at them and get aggravated with them and everything else, it's, to me, I've come full circle.
I couldn't be more proud of a woman than I am of Paula because she's been so strong. I wouldn't have been able to do it. I mean, I'm a tough soldier, you know, I've been in the Army a long time, but she went through things that I can only imagine, just trying to make us family and make us whole again. And I'm very proud of her for that.
First Sergeant John Campbell, he returned to Iraq over the weekend. Until his tour of duty ends, friends and family will take turns helping Paula, Taryn, and Taylor Campbell at their home in Georgia. For photos and our earlier conversation with the Campbells, go to our website, npr.org.